We'll start back from Chavtes Amar Aleph, Rav Hamanuna Omar. Again, the Mishnah says if you have Psilas HaBeged Shekipla, you have a wick that you made from a swatch of material, and you folded it over before Yontif, and you didn't singe it. So Rav Elezer says it's Tameh, and Rav Yekiva says it's Tar. So Rav Hamanuna has another way of explaining the machlokas between Rav Elezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Hamanuna Omar Hachav Pachos Mishlosha Shlosha Skina. It's talking about a swatch of cloth that's less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, but bigger than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Umikule Matloni Oshanukan. And the machlokas has to do with patches, whether they're considered clothing to be makabel tumah or not. And they follow their reasoning other places that make the machlokas over here understandable. Disnan, pachos mishlosh al shlosha. If you have a piece of beged that's less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, if it's 3 tefachim, then it's intrinsically a beged, and no matter what you do with it, it's makabel tumah. If it's less than 3 tefachim, but it's more than 3 etzbos, then it depends what you intend to use it for. Okay? Disnan, pachos mishlosh al shlosha, shiskinu lepkak lefakek boas amerchot, so lenayar boas hakderu, lekaneach boas arechaim. If you have a piece of clothing, piece of material, that you designate for other purposes rather than using it for a beged, right? What's makabel tumah is a beged, right? If it's less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, so it's not intrinsically a beged. So if you decide to use it for other uses besides a beged, right, unimportant uses, like reuse it as a rag, then it loses its chashivas of a beged. If you have a piece of cloth less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, more than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, and you designate it for these unimportant uses that are not clothing uses, Dein min hamuchan, dein she'ein bo min hamuchan, tomei. Divrei Rav Elezer. Rav Elezer says it doesn't make a difference whether you are machshavit, you are not machshavit. It does make a difference the fact that you were meyachidit for these uses. It's still mekabel tumah. Okay? As long as it's more than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, it's still mekabel tumah. That's what Rav Elezer says. Rav Yeshua omer, dein min hamuchan, dein shelo min hamuchan, tohar. Rav Yeshua holds that since you designated it for these non-begged purposes, unimportant purposes, it loses its shame as a begged, it's not makabel tumah, no matter what. Rabbi Akiva omer min hamuchan tamei, shalom min hamuchan tar. Rabbi Akiva says it depends. If you put it away and show that it's important to you, even though you designated it, you used it for these unimportant purposes, it's still makabel tumah. If you didn't put it away in a way that showed that you considered it important, and you designated it for these non-begged purposes, then it's Torah. V'omar Ula, and Ula explained the machlokes, v'isemi Rav Bar Chana, Om Rav Yochanan, hakol modim zorko bi'ashpa divrei akol tar. Everybody holds that if you threw it in the garbage, okay, and then you took it out of the garbage and you decided to use it for a potholder, that it's Torah. And once you threw it in the garbage, you are not machshiv it anymore as a function of a begged or whatever, and therefore it's Torah. Hinicho the kufsa divrei hakol tamei. If you put it away in a drawer, right, to save it, then everybody holds that it's tamei no matter what you designate it for, because obviously you showed that you want to save it. So if the fact that you used it temporarily as a potholder doesn't take away its chashivas of a beged, because you put it away in your sewing basket to use it as a patch. Lo nechleku elishetlo b'magod o shinicho lachrei adelis. Right, the machlokas is only where you hung it on a peg or you put it behind the door. You didn't throw it away, but you didn't, put it in a place where you're protecting it and saving it specifically. You put it in a place that's somewhere in between. Right, you hung it on a peg, not specifically designated as chashivas, not thrown away either. At Rav Elezer, Savar Midlo Zorko Ba'ashpa, Daiti Olay. Rav Elezer says, from the fact that you didn't throw it in the garbage, means you still machshiv it as a beged. And even though you used it as a potholder, it doesn't take away the chashivas of a beged, still the kabel tumah. So why is it called shalom min hamuchan? The legabi kufsa lav muchanu. because comparative to putting it in the drawer, that's called lo min hamuchen. That's called guarding it, not watching it. Okay, but in essence, it's not like throwing it in the garbage. So therefore, it still maintains its tuma under all circumstances. Rabbi Yeshua Sovra Midlo Hinicho Bekufsa Betule Batle. The fact that you didn't put it into a drawer means that you're mavatle. In fact, you hung it behind the door, right, or hung it on a peg, it doesn't show that you're machshavit, right? The fact that you, what's it called, didn't put it in a drawer shows you're not machshavit. And therefore, what's it called, it loses its chashivas of a beged under all circumstances, and it's tahor. Umay karile muchan. Right, so why is it named Bein Min HaMuchan, Bein Shalom Min HaMuchan? Right, Muchan would mean you put it in the drawer. And even Rabbi Yeshua, if you put it in the drawer, it's still Makabel Tumah. He says, no, it's called Muchan, the Legabi Ashba Muchan Hu. Legabi throwing it in the garbage, it's still called Muchan. Still, even though it's Muchan, right, you didn't throw it in the garbage, still Tahar. Okay. Rabbi Akiva holds Bitlo B'Magol Sover Krebelezer. Where you hung it on a peg, then he holds like Krebelezer. That what's it called? That since you hung it on a peg, that is similar to putting it in a drawer, and therefore it's still makabel tuma. Behinicho achori adelis. But if you put it behind the door, right? You just dropped it behind the door. That's not enough to show that you're still machshav it. That's like you threw it in the garbage. Sover lo Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, and therefore that's the machlokus. The hader be Rabbi Akiva legabe de Rabbi Yeshua, and in the end Rabbi Akiva agreed with Rabbi Yeshua that it's tahar. Mimai, how do you know that? Omar Rava Midiktani Psilas Habegin, right? It says, and therefore, when Rabbi Akiva says that if you have Psilas Habegin, okay, it's what's it called? It's Eino Metame, right? That's what he's holding. And when what's it called? Rabbi Lezer holds the Shitaso, that what's it called? It's Matane, Psilas HaBeged. It's talking in this specific situation, Psilas HaBeged, where you're using it for another purpose, right? Like a potholder, using it for a wick. You're not using it for a patch, okay? And what's it called? It's less than Shlosha al Shlosha, but more than Shalosh al Shalosh. That's how the Mishnah is talking about. And Rabbi Akiva, in the end, agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. Menela, it's Tahar. Right, and the Rebbe Lezer holds like he held that it's tummy, so that's the, and has nothing to do with folding it or whatever. All of that is irrelevant. It's only relevant to the fact that you didn't singe it. You folded it and didn't singe it. That's the machlokus legabe lighting it, but legabe whether it's tummy or tor has nothing to do with folding it. It has to do with just a swatch of clothing that you're now using for a wick. And Rebbe Lezer holds it still remains tummy, and Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yeshua that it's tahar under all circumstances. And what's the raya? Because it says psilas habeged. My iri detoni psilas habeged. Listen, psilas shel beged. My psilas habeged dadayin begedu. Even though it's still basically fit to be a patch, but since you didn't designate it for a patch, right? You're now designating it for a wick. So, and it's talking in a case where you didn't put it away in a drawer. So it's what's it called? It's tahar according to Rabbi Akiva, and it still remains tamei. It's makabel tum according to Rabbi Lezer. Let's see Rashi. Pachos mishlosha mikulei amatlo. Rav Hamenuna Omar masnisim bepachos mishlosha tfachim ashlosha tfachim pligei linyan tuma. The machlokas lagavi tuma is talking about a plain swatch of material that you're using for a wick that's less than 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. Okay. Lemikulei matlonios hakalos beinov. Right. These are swatches of clothing that are not considered important. Dumya the mesukanos lifkok merchatz the midle choshevu, using it as a ptak, as a what's it called, a plug for your bath, right? The midle choshevu, it's not important. That's not a using it like a patch for a beged. The kipul denokat masnisa mishum hibul denokat dafka, right? And the fact that it's talking about folding it over is not relevant anymore to the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. That's relevant to the fact that you folded it over, but you didn't singe it. That's legabe if you're allowed to use it as a wick for Shabbos candles. But legabe, the din of Tumah and Tahara, that's irrelevant. Now, the folding before, the way we explained it before, whether folding is mevatel or not, that was relevant to the other pshat. But according to this pshat, That has nothing to do with it. It's makabel tumah, not makabel tumah, because of what you designated for. It has nothing to do with folding it. It's more than the shear of shalosh al shalosh, and then the folding doesn't make it less than a shear. It has nothing to do with the shear anymore. Okay? Mishum hibul dinakadafro. The plugs of that locha kani kipol. The whole inyan of folding has only to do with whether you're allowed to use it as a wick, lighting it. But whether it's tamei or tar, the folding is irrelevant. Now, according to this pshat. Pachos mishlosha, di'ilu shlosha shlosha, chashivi, velo batli. The afagav, dekile, to go smartutim. If it's 3 by 3 tvachim, then even if you made it into a rag, it still remains, it still has a chashivas of a beged. But if it's not 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, but it's more than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, then it depends what your intention is. Shiskinu lakach, shiksu lakach. You set it aside to be a rag. Lifko kamerchats, mekovim shamayim, boim derosham lamerchats. You did it to stop up. Right, use it as a plug, drain plug for the mikveh, or for the bathhouse. Use it as a potholder. What does that mean, muchan? The Gemara will explain. If you put it in a drawer, goli daiti the choshivle, then you megaladas that it's important to you. The stasemis holds that you had to put it in the drawer before you decided to use it as a rag. Then, since you were koveya, that it's chashiv, the fact that now that you're using it as a rag doesn't take away the chashivas. But if you designate it for a rag before you put it in the drawer, then putting it in the drawer doesn't give it back its chashivas, and it's not makabel tumah, even according to Rabbi Lezer. The Meiri says clearly that it doesn't make a difference. Whether you did it first or you did it last, as long as you put it in the drawer at some point, it's still makabel tumah. The magod kabila, peg, the gora mikutsa, the odet miachorei adelis. Putting on a peg is more of showing that it's important to you than throwing it in the garbage, but it's less important, it's more important than, what's it called, than putting it behind the door, but it's less important than putting it in a drawer. Odet mizarko la'ashbo. Muchan d'Rabbi Lezer hainu kufsa, right? When Rabbi Lezer says, even if it's min hamuchan, right? If it's bein min hamuchan, it means you put it in the drawer. Ushalom min hamuchan mogud v'achorei adelis. And shalom min hamuchan means that you, what's it called, you put it behind the door on a peg. But even Rabbi Lezer holds, if you threw it in the garbage, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Umay kari le shalom min hamuchan, hol Rabbi Lezer choshev lekbulei tumah, l'gabi kuf salav muchan. It's called shalom min hamuchan, not because you threw it in the garbage. Because if you threw it in the garbage, right, you didn't set it aside at all, then it's not makabel tumah according to Rabbi Lezer. But he calls shalom min hamuchan that you put it behind the door or you put it on a peg, because legabe, putting it in a drawer, that's called shalom min hamuchan. Rabbi Yeshua savar, umuchan de Rabbi Yeshua, mogud v'achrei adelis. Rabbi Yeshua says that even if it's muchan, if it's muchan, then what's it called? It's still not makabel tumah. And the muchan means that it's behind the door or it's on a peg, but not if it's in the drawer. Everybody holds it, put it in the drawer, it's still makabel tumah. Right, and it's called shalom min hamuchan. It's called min hamuchan because leklape throwing it in the garbage. That's called muchan. But if it's real muchan, putting in the drawer, he would also hold it tamei. Umay kari le lemogud muchan. Hold Rabbi Yeshua bottle to gabi ashpa the airi bar Rabbi Yeshua muchan. Right, compared to throwing in the garbage, putting it on a peg is called muchan. Rabbi Akiva tlo b'makod kari muchan. According to Rabbi Akiva, hanging on a peg is called that you designated it and still consider it important. Nachori hadel is shalom min hamuchan, and putting it behind the door is shalom min hamuchan. V'hadar be Rabbi Akiva l'gam Yeshua mitayr ap b'muchan. And Rabbi Akiva had charata, and he in the end agreed with Rabbi Yeshua that even if it's muchan, as long as you didn't put it in the drawer, right? Anything less than putting it in the drawer is tahar. Okay. So there, midiktani masnis and psilas habeged, demashma shadayin begedu. It wasn't a psila shell beged. It's a psila that still is a beged. You hung it on the hook. You still intend to use it as a patch. Since ktsas v'choshu beinov afilu hachi komer Rabbi Akiva masnis and tahorehi al mahadar be. Still, it's tahar. Why? Because you designated it as a rag. So even though you put it on a peg and you still show that it's choshu to you, since you designated it as a rag, after that. It's tahar. But if you had put it in the drawer, then even though you designate as a rag, even according to Rabbi Lezer even according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, it still would be makabel tumah. Shel beged mashma shekiplo mi beged habeged mashma shekipel habeged atzmo. Right? If it says psilas habeged, means it's a psila that's still a beged. If it would say psila shel beged, means it's a piece of material that came from a beged, but it's not a beged anymore. Ulein hadlaka kedokim nileel, time of the Rebbe Lezer, the boy psila merkureka, shetidlik yofa. And that's the one machlokas is this swatch of cloth still considered a beged legabi tum or not? Rabbi Kiva holds no, Rabbi Lezer holds yes. And there's another machlokas. If you folded it and you didn't singe it, can you use it as a wick for Shabbos or not? Separate machlokas. Okay. Not, the two are not dependent one on the other. Okay, let's go on. Lo yikov adam nu mishnah. Lo yikov adam shvofera shodeya v'imalena shemen. You shouldn't take an eggshell, put a hole in it, fill it up with oil, v'itnena al pi haner, and b'shvil shetehem min atepes, and hang it above the lamp, so it'll drip into the lamp, so you'll have an extra reservoir of oil, so the candle won't go out. Now, there's a certain amount of oil that the lamp can hold. Let's say in 2 hours worth of and you want to have a 5 hour meal, right? So you take an eggshell, you fill it with oil, you suspend it above the lamp, and now you have what's it called, oil dripping into the lamp, right? That when the oil, as the oil burns, there'll be a new supply over Shabbos. So it'll burn longer. Okay. Vafilu hi shalcheres, even if the, what's it called, the lamp, or the, what's it called, is made of cheres, or the thing that you're putting and suspending is cheres, that gets disgusting, right, and the oil is not usable, still it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda mater, Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay to do that. Aval im chibra hayotzer mitchila muter, but if you connected that reservoir to the lamp, right, a craftsman, connected it to the lamp, then it's mutter. And it's only when it's a separate entity that's providing extra oil that it's osur. We'll see, the Gemara's going to explain the reasons for this.
Why do you call it beta and not a beta?
It's what's it called? It's derech tznias, since beta has another meaning to it, right? So it's acceptable to call eggs beyot, meseches beya, right, as opposed to beitza, which has other meanings, which are not so tzundu.
That is the shemen's fault.
What?
That is the shemen's fault for the shell. Is that hole?
He has a small hole, so it drips. Mitneshu kli echad. Once it's one kli, then it's okay. Lo yimali odem ka'ora shemen, v'yitnena b'tzad haner, v'yitain rosh ha'psila b'socha, b'shvil shetehe sho'eves. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Second case. Similar idea. You want to extend the amount of time that this candle is going to burn, lamp is going to burn. So you have a psila in the lamp and has 2 hours worth of oil in it. You put another reservoir in a bowl next to it, okay, and you extend the psila into the bowl. You make a long wick, so the wick goes through the lamp and then into the bowl. So when the oil in the lamp is finished, it will draw the oil from the bowl and burn on that. So now you have two reservoirs, one the lamp and one the bowl. So also, Tanakama holds you can't do that, and Rabbi Yehuda says that's okay too. Rashi, Shetei min atepes, v'yiskayim haner, Shetei ha-shemen mitafteif kol shor l'toch haner. The ner will stay on longer because the oil will be dripping into the lamp. The timer, what's the reason? Mishum gzeira, shemi yistapik emenu. We're afraid that you're going to take out the oil. Since it's in a separate kli, you'll forget that it's Shabbos, or you'll forget that this is dripping into the candle, and you'll use the oil, right? You'll decide you need some oil for your salad. You'll take out oil. The kivan shiktsol l'ner chayim mishum mechabes. Since you designated this oil for the candle, it extends the burning time. By taking out oil, you're limiting the burning time that already was set up before Shabbos. That's called mechabes. You're now taking away time that this candle could have burned the way that it was when Shabbos came in. That's called mechaba. Ba'afilu oso shvoferes shel cheres, even if the shvoferes was not of an eggshell, but it was made out of cheres, the ma'isa le'gazrinan, and it's most. We shouldn't be afraid to take out. You already put it into this cheres. Now the oil's disgusting. You're not going to put it in your salad. Still, lo plug. They made the gzera across the board. Aval im chibra lekala mechash, the mishum isur Shabbos bottle minei. But if you put it and you connected it to the candle, then the person knows that this is part of the candle. We're not afraid you're going to take oil out of the lamp. We're not afraid you're going to take oil out of something connected to the lamp. But if it's not connected, then we're afraid. Okay? Now, why this is mechabe, right, is a big chiddush. I mean, we have in Beya, like we've mentioned already once, that if you have a lamp and you take oil out of the lamp, you're over on mechaba. There's two reasons why. One is because you're shortening the burning time. That would be similar to over here too, right? You have this whole apparatus set up. You have enough fuel. You're taking away fuel. That's kibui. The other reason is because when you take oil out, it affects the flame immediately. You take the oil out, the flame gets smaller. So that's kibui because you made a smaller flame. The nafkamina we said already is if you have a candle and you cut it in half. The flame you don't affect, but you're cutting down the burning time. So Rashi would seem to hold that it's cutting down the burning time. Others hold no, that we're afraid that you'll take out all the oil, right? And it would be that there's no oil left in the lamp. You'll take out all this oil, and on the spot, right, you'll affect the flame, right? So it's possible that even in this situation, right, there'll be a way that by taking the oil out of the eggshell, you'll affect the flame on the spot. So there were gozer for that eventuality. Not because you're lessening the time of kibui, but because there is a possibility of affecting the oil, of tampering with the oil in the eggshell will affect the flame on the spot and make kibui. So they assured doing it because of that eventuality. So it's possible that even according to the other pshat, it fits in over here. Aval im chibra, leka lemechash, mishu miser shabbos, but if you put it, made one thing, people know that it's one candle. Now we're not afraid you're going to take oil out of the candle itself. You have a bowl of oil here, you have the candle here, right? The candle, the lamp, has a big area where the opening, where the wick comes out and burns, and then there's a small hole, well, what's it called, where the wick goes into, right, and holds in there. So you have the place where the reservoir is, right, where the wick is in the oil, and then it comes out that other hole, and that's where you light it. Okay, that's how a lamp looks. Yeah. So what you do is you take the other end, the end that's in the oil, extend it out of the oil into the bowl. So it's in the bowl, in the oil, in the lamp, out the other little hole where it's burning. So when the oil in the lamp is used up, it's going to draw from the oil in the bowl, and that sila which comes out of the lamp is still going to burn because it's getting its oil source from the reservoir of the bowl.
He's doing this on Shabbos?
No, before Shabbos. The problem is that you're not allowed to do that before Shabbos because we're afraid that since the bowl is not connected to the Nair, you're going to forget that it has anything to do with the Nair. You'll take oil out of the bowl and you'll be over on Mechaba. Rabbi Yehuda Mater to Logos, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't make such a gzera. Okay. Utrif. You need all these cases. The Iashmin and Shlofera Shobeya, the Haka Amri Rabbanan, the Kivan Lome Isa, Osilistapukimino. Right, we have three cases in the Mishnah. One, you took an eggshell and made it a reservoir. Secondly, you took some cheres, right, some earthenware and made it a reservoir. And the third, you made a bowl into the reservoir, right? You didn't do it dripping, you did it in the other way, right, by putting the wick into the bowl, okay? So why do you need all three cases? So if you only have the case of the eggshell, I would say the eggshell, the oil is still usable, and therefore we're afraid you'll take oil out of the eggshell, right? Forgetting that the eggshell is now connected to the nair, and you'll use the oil, and you'll be over on Mechaba. But if you put it into earthenware where the oil becomes disgusting, we're not afraid that you're going to take oil out that's disgusting. And therefore the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that it's mutter. And therefore, you had to help tell me the case of the cheres. Not only is the eggshell osur, even in cheres, lo plug. The iashmuin and shel cheres, if it only told me the case of cheres, Gohakom Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Because Rabbi Yehuda says we're not afraid you're going to take oil out of cheres and use it. It's disgusting. But in the case we put it in an eggshell, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds saucer. You need the case therefore of the eggshell to tell me that even there Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter. Eima modular abonin. Viashminer hanachtart. If you only had the cases of the eggshell and the what's it called, the kli cheres that are dripping into the lamp. Bahani kamri Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter. The lo mifsik, because nothing separates it from the candle. It's directly going into the candle. There's no, it's hanging above the candle and dripping in, That's where Rabbi Yehuda says people will realize that it's together with the candle, and not going to take oil out of it. Aval kaira the mitzika, but the kaira is two separate kalim, right? There's a mechitza of the bowl that separates from the lamp. And there I might think that a person's going to look at the bowl and he's going to say, hey, a bowl of oil. And he's going to forget that the wick is in it. Then, ema modul rabbanan. Then I would think that maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds its osur. Therefore, you need the case to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter. The yashmina bahi, and if I only knew the other cases, bahi kamri rabbanan. That's where the rabbanan said that it's osur. But in the case of the ka'ara, it only had the case of the ka'ara, I would say that's where the rabbanan say it's osur, because it's two separate things. But where you could see it's dripping in, there even the rabbanan hold its mutter, right? Therefore, you need all three cases. Rashi, if it's suspended above the opening of the ner, you could see that these two things are together. So maybe that's where it's mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in a place where it's mamish separated, it's a separate bowl, there I might think people may forget that the bowl is connected to the lamp, and they'll take out oil. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds usher. Therefore, you need that case to tell me that's not like that. The mitzikah, shari etzel haner munachas. It's right near the candle. The eshkan hetzik. There's a mechitza that separates the lamp, separate from the bowl. The lekalem emer gufehu. Emamodi, the got nixer. Maybe there Rabbi Yehuda would say you do make the gzera. Kamash malan, that Rabbi Yehuda is matur in all these cases, and the chachamim aser in all these cases. Okay. The imchibra hayotzer mitchila mutter. However, if a craftsman connected this reservoir to the candle, and now it's a candle with a reservoir, then we're not afraid you're going to take out oil, because everybody knows it's part of the candle. We're not afraid you're going to take oil out of the lamp. So this is part of the lamp. It's already one thing. Tana, imchibra besidu v'charosis mutter. Right? Even if a craftsman didn't do it, you took super glue and you glued the eggshell to the lamp. Okay? It's also mutter. As long as it's connected, right, even in a non-professional way, is also okay. Ay, v'hanan yotzer tanan. It says in the Mishnah, only if a craftsman did it, it's professionally done, right? You soldered it on or whatever. My yotzer, kein yotzer, anything similar to what a craftsman would do, even if it's done not in a professional way. As long as it's connected, right, with some kind of glue or whatever, that's good enough. It's only where it's separate is the rabbanan are afraid that you'll take from the oil. Once it's connected, right, even unprofessionally, it's good enough. Then it's mutter. Okay, Rashi. Tana im chibra balabayis atzmo. What if the balabayis, not the craftsman, did it before Shabbos? Mi ba'od yom besido b'charosis. He put glue on and connected it. Mutter. Ke'en yotzer shechibra shatir. You connected it, right, in a way that it's already one thing. It doesn't have to be professionally connected, but in any way that's connected, similar to a professional connection, is good enough. Okay. Tana. Im chibra besid. Well, we heard that already. Tanya. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Pam achas shifteinu ba'alias beis nitzeh balut. One time we were spending Shabbos in the second floor in Beit Nitze in Lud, right? And we had before that in this place they went upstairs and they used it as a base medrash. They used it as a base medrash. That's where they were. They hevi'u lanu shofarish shel beya, and they brought us an eggshell umilanu Hashem. They wanted the chara learn late, so they didn't want the lights in the shul to go off, you know, right after davening or in the middle of davening. Right? They wanted that people want to come to learn here, they should, be able to have it. But they didn't have a Shabbos clock, so they could leave the lights on later. So they had to bring an eggshell so they could put more oil in the thing to leave the lights on, which l'chora is a positive thing, to have the lights in the shul burning extra so people could come and learn here, at least even if one person would come because the lights are on, is kedai. So it's not kedai to put the lights on a Shabbos clock and let them go off early to save money Friday night. It's kedai to leave them on so people should be able to come and sit and learn in the shul. At least it should be possible to learn in the shul. It shouldn't be a dark shul. Right. That's all in the Gemara here. Okay. Umilanu shemen. We filled up the shemen in the, in the eggshell. Vinakvinua. And we put a little hole in the eggshell. Vihinachu al pianer. And we put, suspended it above the lamps, so we'd have extra time to learn at night. And the Rabbi Tarfon and the Skenim were there. The lo amru lanu davar, and they never didn't say anything. Obviously, it was okay, right? The halacha is okay, like Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo misham raya shani beis nidza this reason him. No, since pashas you have to learn like this. I didn't have a chance to look up, but lechora the beis nidza there was reason. Therefore, there was no need to make a gzera. Where we find that people whose reason don't have the gzera the rabbanan when they make a gzera, make it for everybody, right? They don't say, well, Rosh Hashivas don't have to listen to this because there's reason, right? But it could be that since it was a beis medrash situation, right, it wasn't a regular home situation, right, there they didn't make that gzera. Make gzera for your own personal home. But in a beis medrash also, nobody's making salads in a beis medrash. So the whole idea doesn't apply. Could be, okay? I'm saying this as maybe, because otherwise the kash is obvious. But I mean, his reason hame. If the rabbanim made a gzera, they made gzera across the board, right? Whether people is reason or not reason. But again, mistama, like the Gemara said before, this was a beis medrash. Wasn't a home situation. What? Yeah, whatever. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, lechor. That's, but if we know, if we rabbin, then it would say that. Zrizin means that it wasn't, the gzera wasn't shayach because it didn't apply over here.
No, but
okay.
Sorry to
make
you remind each other.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Avin Tzipor, Rashi. No Rashi, right. They were careful. Okay, but whatever, it's still. Because somebody's careful doesn't mean the gzera doesn't apply to him. Okay. Avin Tzipora, Gora Satsala, Be'ilisa, De'Shesha, Le'elim Ervitzov Ben Elazar. Okay. Avin Tzipora, that was his name. He dragged a bench in the second floor, okay, up on the Aliyah. That was floored with marble. It had a marble floor, right? And the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar was there when he did it. Omar le ish duke lo kidishasiku le chavraya le Rabbi Yehuda. If you keep quiet, don't say anything. Like the Rabbi Tarfer and the Chachamim kept quiet when they made this eggshell, right? Nothik mine churba. They're going to think that you say it's mutter. And you're not allowed to drag, benches, even on a marble floor, because we're afraid that you'll come to drag it on an earth floor and you'll make a ditch. Gzeira alisa de shisha atu alisa de alma. Because normally their floors were not marble. Their floors were earth. And if you drag a bench, we'll see, on a floor of earth, could be that it's usher to do because you're making a ditch. You're digging a ditch when you drag it. So the gzeira was, you can't even do it on a floor of marble because we're afraid that you'll come to do it on the normal floor where it's not marble. So therefore he had to speak up and say what you did was wrong. You can't drag this bench. We'll see what the parameters of dragging the benches are in a second. Resh Knishta the Batsra, right, the president of the shul in Batsra, okay, the Resh Knishta, Rashi says, first of all, the shisha, Ritzvah Shal Shayish, it was a marble floor, the lo Ovid Bacharitz, you're not going to make any ditches in a marble floor. Le'elam Rabbi Yitzchak Lefanim, and Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting there, he did it in front of him. Kiddushasiku Le'chavraya Reb Tarfin Eskenim, Shnei Shalom Amr Lo Dover, Dima Veheya Demutter, right, since they didn't say anything, he said, it's obviously Mutter to do. Nofik minei churba v'yinagu heter b'dover. From then on, the people learn from this. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak was there, didn't say a word. Probably mutter, and they'll end up doing it. Rabbi Yitzchak sphere like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yitzchak himself held it was aser to do this. Why? Because he held like Rabbi Yehuda. The dover sheinu miskav in aser. Even though your kavon is not to make a ditch, but if he could make a ditch, then you're over in Isser Shabbos, and therefore you can't drag it to begin with, because maybe you'll make a ditch. The afagad the b'shayish lo avin chars, and even though my marble is impossible to make a ditch, gazer after we law the alma. You're not allowed to drag it on marble because you may come to drag it on a regular floor. Reish kenishta, mafter knesios, right, this was the gabai. Hamachnis umotzi umayashiv talmidim v'tinokos is the guy who supervised what went on in the shul. Okay, they used to have children learning in the shul. All the shuls were cheders, and therefore he was in charge of where the kids sat and who came in, who came out. It was the gabai of the shul. The Batsra shei makom ki zevach l'Hashem b'batsra. Name a place that was the shul was in Batsra. Okay, let's go on. Reish Kenishta the Batsra gadar satsala la'elam Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba. So he dragged a bench. So he was in charge of setting up the benches. So on Shabbos he dragged the bench over the floor, to move it to another place. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba was there. Omer Leikiman, who did you do this like? Rav Shimon, right? Like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Dover Sheino Miskavein is mutter. So if I'm dragging the bench, my kavana is to drag the bench, not to make a ditch. So even though it's possible to make a ditch, since my kavana is to drag the bench and not to make a ditch, that's mutter. Dover Sheino Miskavein, I'm not mechavin for the possible chil Shabbos. I'm mechavin for something else, and therefore, even if there'll be chil Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be, right? Then what's it called? It's mutter. Eimer Dom Reb Shimon Bigdolin. When did Reb Shimon say that you're allowed to drag a bench if it's so big that it's very hard to pick up and not drag? Okay, it's too hard. It's too heavy to pick up, but it's not heavy enough that it'll always make a ditch. Because if it'll always make a ditch, then it's a psikration, which we'll get to in a little while. Okay. Biktan in the Omer, but if it's something you can easily pick up, even Rav Shimon held that if it's efshur, even though it's lo mechavin, you can do it a different way. Even though you're not mechavin for the iser, pick it up. Don't drag it. Right? But if it's a big bench, so it's hard to pick up, then Rav Shimon said you could drag it. Since it's not so heavy that it's going to make a ditch for sure, and even if it makes a ditch, you didn't have kavana for that, it's mutter. Upligi de'ula. And this that Reb Yirmiyah Rabba said that Reb Shimon was only matur to drag a bench that wasn't easy to pick up, but an easily picked up one he held also you shouldn't drag, that argues on Ula. The Omar Ula, machlokas piktanim. When does Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon argue that's only with ones that you could pick up? Aval bigdolim divrei hakol mutter, right? But by heavy ones, everybody holds mutter. When does Reb Shimon argue and when does Reb Yehuda argue and say that you're not allowed to drag it? That's only if it's ones that are easy to pick up. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds efshur. The lo kol mechavin is asur. Since it's possible to do another way, and you're going to drag it and maybe come to an Isser Shabbos, then it's asur. But if it's impossible, right, it's hard to pick up, then everybody holds its mutter, right? So even Reb Shimon holds its mutter even if it's possible to do another way. So that argues on what Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba said. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba said Reb Shimon's only mutter if it's difficult to pick up. Right, you have to drag it, and Ula held that just the opposite. If it's difficult to pick up, everybody holds its mutter. If it's easy to pick up, then Rav Shimon holds its mutter, and Rav Yehuda holds also. Moshe Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon Omer Gorer Other Mita Kisei V'Savso Uvivachlo Yiskaven Los Skaritz. Classical case of Eino Miskaven. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench, as long as your kavan is not to make the ditch. Right, your kavana is to drag the bed, chair, or bench. Tani gdolim, tani ktanim. It says both. Beds are big things. Right? It's hard to pick up a bed. And it also says chairs, which are small things. Mashma, that the machlokas is both in big things and in small things. Tashila tarvayu, right? It's kash on both of them. Because nobody holds it. Everybody holds, right, what's it called, that big and small are the same. Either big and small, what's it called, big ones are more mutter, or small ones are more osser. But nobody holds a big and small are equal. So Ula Mataret Sotameh, Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba Mataret Sotameh, both answer according to their reasoning. Ula Mataret Sotameh, Mita Dumya the Kisei, talking about a bed that's like a chair. Small little bed, a cot. Okay? And therefore, they're all small. That's where Rav Shimon holds its mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds its osser. But if it would be big, even Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabba Mataret Sotameh, Kisei Dumya the Mita. No, it's talking about a big chair. It's a big recliner, like a bed. Right? And therefore, that's where Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter because it's too hard to pick up. But if it will be easy to pick up, even Reb Shimon will hold its osur. Moshev Rabba. Rabba asked the question. Mochrei ksus. Mochrin kedarkon. Uvilvach leiskavin b'cham b'neacham b'ksham b'neakshamin. Va'atznui mafshilin b'makol achoreyim. People who sell clothing, so they used to wear the clothing to transport it, right, and to show how it looked, you know, on. They used themselves as mannequins. So even if it was shatnez, they were allowed to wear it as long as they didn't have kavana to get enjoyment. Because shatnez, the ikar is that you're wearing it as a beged to get enjoyment from it. So as long as they didn't have a kavana for the enjoyment, Tosus points out the chords of psikresha, you put on a beged, you get enjoyment. So where they had other begadim on. They were wearing this over other clothing. So they didn't need this clothing to give them any hanah. Okay? It wasn't a psik reisha. They could have got hanor, could be not, but it wasn't, and they didn't have kavanah to get hanor, so therefore, what's it called? It's not osur, because they ain't a miskaven. But, what? What? Right. It's only to goyim. And the tznuim, mafshilim b'makom, but the what's it called? People are mahadar, they put it on a stick to show how it looked. On a mannequin, they didn't put it on themselves. I go ha off of the efshel and mevet kitznuim, right? The chiktanim domi, the chilo miskav and sharib shim and the chatchila, right? The chora over here, everybody could have put it on the stick, right? So that's efshel, just like picking up the chair. And still Rav Shimon held that it's mutter. It's only extra from people, right? Don't put it on themselves. But it's mutter to put on yourself, even though it's possible to do the other way. So you see, Rav Shimon holds it's mutter, even if it's possible to do another way. Tiyufta, the Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah, Tiyufta, Enechanami. From here is an upslug of Reb Yirmiyah Rabbah, that Rav Shimon is mutter, even when it's easy to pick up the chair, you're still allowed to drag it. Just like it's easy to put the clothes on a mannequin, you're wearing it yourself. Let's see, Rashi, and tomorrow we're going to go back over this. We'll see. But we're talking about, no, even a marble floor, because if not all the city is earthen, is marble floors, we're afraid that if you do it on a marble floor, you come to do it on an earthen floor. But it's a gzera, right? If you do it here, you may do it where it's not marble. What?
They were in the Shabbos.
No, not do a Shabbos. It's an Enoch Skaven. Enoch Skaven is a halacha not only in Shabbos, in all halachas.